The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about habits. Habits are routines that are repeated regularly and tend to occur unconsciously. The American Journal of Psychology defines habits as a fixed way of thinking or feeling acquired through previous repetition of a mental experience. Old habits are hard to break and new habits are hard to form because the behavioral patterns we repeat are imprinted in our neural pathways. In sessions, one of my favorite slides points out that any new positive habits we wish to form are done so by consciously performing a practice again and again and again until it becomes a habit. I also point out that everything is hard until it's easy. Consider, for instance, what kind of positive habits affect our personal health. Taking walks or other routine exercises help our metabolisms. Making healthier food choices on a daily basis tends to lead to better weight control and long-term health. You don't always see immediate real-time results, but you know that in the long run, those habits pay off. Some folks may have more of a natural bias toward healthy habits. Good for them, right? Most of us, however, really need to work at developing those kinds of habits. But when we do, and when we see the positive results over time, that positive feedback loop helps us stick to those newly formed behaviors. Okay, so how does that relate to our everyday lives out in the stores? In our in-store world, we know that there are certain activities that lead to the development of more customer relationships. In an increasingly technology-driven industry, actual face-to-face interaction and conversations with store customers, store employees, and even other store tenants are an in-store branch's competitive advantage. To put it simply, good things happen when we talk to people. Make them feel acknowledged. Make them smile. Only a fraction of those conversations on a daily basis may specifically involve banking issues. But the awareness and goodwill generation of even simple interactions have tremendous impact on an in-store branch's production over time. Looking for as many ways as possible to increase personal interaction with folks out in our stores, or even just in front of our branches, is one of the most beneficial habits you can develop. Unfortunately, there are habits we too often fall into that keep us from maximizing relationship-building opportunities. We begin looking for reasons to put our heads down and take care of things in the branch. And I'm not suggesting that there aren't almost always some tasks or chores or reports to keep us busy at any given time. But missed opportunities to make positive impressions on customers and store employees add up over time as well. If the shoppers and employees of your stores begin to look at you as pretty closed off and self-involved, they develop the habit of ignoring you. They go about their business and you never really register on their mental radars that day. The greatest store customer counts in the world are of little value to you if those thousands of potential customers or members never have personal interactions with you. And here's a hint. They're in your stores on other business. If those vital personal interactions are going to happen, it's going to be up to you and your teams. Many people think that the key to being diligent about aisle time or away from the branch time or whatever you choose to call it is having a set schedule for it. And sure, if that actually works for you, have at it. But too often, great opportunities to interact with folks are missed because, well, it's not time yet, according to the schedule. And often, hey, what do you know? We get too busy during our scheduled away time, and it just doesn't get done today. Opportunities for great customer interactions happen when they happen, and we need to do everything possible to put ourselves in position to allow them to happen. We need to develop a step outside the branch and tell people hi habit. The most productive conversations you'll ever have with customers typically begin with a simple hello or hey, good to see you. Taking long walks are good for your personal health. Taking short walks outside of your branch are good for your career health. A world of opportunity is literally a few steps outside of your branches. Make a habit of taking those few but incredibly important steps each day. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.